Mackie, I guess we're at that point where we get some weird news this morning, right?
Well, we talked about some tourist traps earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And Six Flags Hurricane Harbor in Phoenix is belly flopping into the rankings put together by the nation's largest swim outlet, ranked the best and worst water parks in the U.S. And Six Flags off Pinnacle Peak and 43rd Avenue came in at the bottom of the list. Six Flags Harbor in Phoenix. It was hard hit by poor customer reviews, low popularity, and is also sees a few hundred Google searches a month. Cedar Point Shores in Ohio was named the country's best water park. I guess somebody's got to be best, somebody's got to be worst, I suppose.
Yeah, you hate to be on the list on the bottom, though.
Right.
But they're going to go, they're probably have running a campaign internally that says worst to first.
Yeah.
With their employees.
Probably are.
Right now. Landscapers working at a home in Stoughton, Virginia, suddenly taken back to the 1860s. Now, we've had this a couple of times in the last couple of months, it seems like, with grenades. This isn't a grenade, but it's a Civil War era cannonball that was found. Imagine finding that in your backyard.
Cannonball coming, cannonball coming.
Workers said that they found the object and initially thought it was a large rock. In fact, one of the workers even picked it up and rinsed it off. And that's when they realized, that's not a rock. It's a cannonball.
Yeah.
The fire department responded to the home. And they called in the state police to safely remove the suspected explosive. The fire department is warning other residents in the area that if they find an unusual object in the ground, to leave it alone and call authorities. Because I suppose they figure if they found one, this was a battle scene.
Right. Probably was.
It's believed that one cannonball was found. There could very well be others, according to TV station WHSV. Yeah, that's just it. I mean, if there's one cannonball that's unexploded, how many more are there?
Right.
Actually buried there somewhere. To think, though, that all these homes are built and all this stuff goes on, and for that to still be there since the 1860s.
Wow.
Strange, isn't it?
A woman who already has dozens of arrest warrants active in Austin, Texas, and now has a couple more. The latest warrants for Destiny Shione Robinson says on at least two occasions she posed as a rideshare driver, drugged the men who got in her vehicle.
Oh, man.
Then stole their cell phones and wallets. She's accused of using one man's credit card for $11,000 in fraudulent transactions.
Wow.
Another man says there was more than $24,000 worth of unauthorized purchases and ATM transactions. Austin police used rental car documents, cell phone records, and ATM video to link Robinson to the latest crimes. There are currently 29 active warrants for her arrest in Travis County. What's
wow.
she still doing out if there's 29 active warrants?
Right. Let's go find this gal. Man, oh man. A homeless man was arrested this week after he stole a New York City fireboat overnight and attempted to sail it on the Hudson River. Authorities say that the man, identified as 22-year-old Juan Hernandez, untied the John J. Harvey fireboat from its mooring at Pier 66 on the west side of Manhattan, tried to set sail on this 130-foot vessel. He wasn't able to get very far as it became stuck, so he jumped off the ship and then swam to another boat, which he stole, and then took that out onto the river. He was able to sail it for about 15 blocks away before the NYPD's harbor unit gets involved. They responded. They stop him. He was arrested on the deck of the stolen ship that he was then on, charged with two counts of grand larceny. The John J. Harvey is a 93-year-old fireboat that was used in many marine rescues until it was decommissioned in 1994. It was briefly returned to service on 9/11 to help transport people away from the Twin Towers. So it's not like it doesn't float.
Right. Guy's got some experience, obviously. You can figure out how to get the fireboat out of the harbor.
He knew what he was doing. He was trying to steal a sailboat, basically. And they evidently used this the fireboat to pump water to ground zero as well during the Twin Towers 9/11 tragedy. So it's got some recent history. Well, I guess it's not that recent anymore. But
wow. Yeah.
Wow, what a story. Got a guy taking boats out of the harbor. Mac, where are you in the weird news? You got something going over there?
A pilot and a dog are alive after a small plane landed in the ocean.
Oh, man.
Off of Rancho Palo Verde, California. The pilot and the dog swam to shore after the landing, which happened about 5:20 Sunday afternoon. Unclear what prompted the pilot to land in the water. Los Angeles County Fire Department and the U.S. Coast Guard working to recover the plane.
I take it that there's no pontoons on this plane.
Yeah, no, obviously not. I wonder how far the swim was.
And it's pretty dangerous to land a smaller plane in water.
Especially, the ocean.
And the ocean waves, etc. I would think you'd be tossed around quite a bit.
So he bellies the plane in, and him and Bowser jump out and swim for shore.
That is bizarre. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it. A racehorse in Sydney, Australia, broke loose from its stable and trotted to a nearby train station where it tried to board a train without even paying the fare. Imagine that.
Right.
Security camera footage at the station captured the moment that a horse wearing what appears to be a raincoat, you know, they have, you know, it's a racehorse. They've got kind of these nice drapings that go over a horse.
Right, yeah.
He just trots up, I guess, to the station, ran up and down the platform a little bit, frightening the people waiting there at the train or waiting for their train. As the train rolls into the station, the horse safely stood behind the yellow line, appeared to be looking for the door to open up and let him in.
Okay. Probably thought he was at the Staples.
Thought, hey, this is it, right? The train conductor, having noticed a horse on the platform.
Right.
Pretty smart guy. He very wisely kept the doors closed until the horse galloped away and left the station where it was corralled and then returned to the stable.
Yeah, Sam, this is Ralph. We got a horse on the platform. Horse on the platform.
Somebody left their horsey out here. Could you check and see what's going on there?
Caused a slight delay in leaving the station, I'm sure.
Yeah, call your boss in the morning. I can't come. I'm going to be late for work. What's wrong with you? Well, there's a horse on the platform.
A man's behind bars after trying to hide from police on the roof of an apartment building in Las Vegas. Authorities say the man ran from an officer late Saturday afternoon, then managed to get inside someone else's apartment. He then broke through the ceiling and made his way to the roof. So we got a guy breaking through the ceiling, climbing to the roof. We got a guy bellying a plane into the ocean. Is everybody watching Tom Cruise movies or what?
Maybe that's it.
The man initially refused to come down, but later surrendered to a SWAT team when they were called in. Yeah, what are you're on the roof and you're not surrendering? What are you
going
to do?
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to come and get me, man. security cameras. Everybody knows the security camera is there to maybe capture pictures of you and hang on a video of you. But your next intruder could be caught literally red-handed, it says here. The new Paint Cam Eve system, it boasts that it can fire paintball pellets with ultra-high precision. So here you have the camera that's now equipped with a paint gun.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, actually. This home security system uses automatic target marking and AI-based decision-making. It will give a warning to anyone who doesn't know before firing paint. Please stand back. You are not recognized.
Yeah. Wow.
The system will also be able to identify pets, can be set to fire at unknown animals. But well, one question remains unclear. Will the paint cam system fire at your Uber Eats delivery guy? Yeah, nobody, you know, those type
right,
of situations.
What about that? Yeah.
You know, the guy that only shows up once in 6 months or something like that. Oh, let's order DoorDash tonight, honey. And then the paint gun takes him out. More details will be released April 23rd when the paint cam team launches their Kickstarter campaign, it says here.
The deer in the flower bed. Now, that would be a good paint.
There you go.
Target.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the markings, you know, then you'll know whether or not that deer is the same one that ate all your begonias last year.
Right.
Mac, what's happening in the weird news?
San Antonio Animal Care Services is investigating after a monkey bit an 11-year-old boy over the weekend. ACS says the monkey bit the boy's right ear during a family gathering on Saturday.
Great.
His family sought medical attention for the bite, reported it to the ACS on Monday. The monkey's previous owner was cited for the bite, so they evidently took the monkey away already.
I guess so, yeah, previous owner.
Having no proof of a rabies vaccination and owning a prohibited species in San Antonio, which is not legal.
This is starting to sound even more complicated. It's not an allowed species.
ACS has custody of the animal, is working with state health officials and local primate experts on quarantine requirements to see, they need to know if the monkey has rabies so they can take care of the boy.
Right. To get a blood sample or something, I suppose.
Probably related to those monkey tufts from Paris.
Yeah, because generally we like monkeys on the show. You know, they're friendly.
They don't usually bite.
A New York man's sweet tooth could land him behind bars for several years. This is so bizarre. People are so strange sometimes, Mac. 35-year-old Antonio Rosario, a convicted felon who previously served time for armed robbery, walked into a Dunkin' Donuts in Brooklyn, ordered 6 pumpkin donuts. When a worker told him they only had 5, he lost his mind.
Oh, great.
A worker called 911, said that he wants 6 pumpkin donuts. It's the stupidest thing. He wants 6 pumpkin donuts, but we only have 5 at the moment. So now he's screaming all in our face, tell us you're going to make it, telling us you're going to make it. So he's screaming this at them, and she's on the phone to 911 saying this is what he's saying. Rosario left the store but returned a short time later. Workers saw him shove some type of weapon into his pants. When he heard that cops were coming, he bolted, went to a nearby deli where cops eventually found him.
Sure.
Possession of a loaded 9mm handgun, semi-automatic firearm. As a convicted felon, he was not allowed to possess the gun in the first place, so that complicates the charges. Rosario pled guilty to a federal firearms charge, faces up to 7 years in prison if convicted. And all of this because he had to have 6 pumpkin donuts.
Right, instead of 5.
You're going to make them for me.
Yeah, might take a little while. We got no more.
People are nuts.
Well, see if anybody kind of has done something like this. Following her gut instinct, a Jersey Shore toll collector says doing just that may have saved her life. Jessica Daly usually works as a toll collector on the Garden State Parkway, but not last Friday. Jessica said bad feelings kept waking her up, including a sense that she was going to be in a car accident.
Hmm.
So she called in to work, something she doesn't normally do, called in sick. A few hours later, a garbage truck slammed into the Burnegat Toll Plaza into the collector's booth where she would have been.
No kidding.
The collector that was there was hospitalized with serious injuries. Jessica says she wept when she heard it, praying for those involved and thanking God that she had to receive the gut instinct to not...
How weird is that?
She was going to have an accident that day.
Premonition. Amy Harris pled guilty to conspiring to transport Ashley Biden's stolen diary just weeks before the 2020 election. Did you hear about this? I hadn't heard about this. This is weird. Harris sold the diary and more of the president's daughter's belongings to something called Project Veritas for $40,000. Here's the way it goes. Prosecutors said that the belongings were left behind by the Bidens in a Delray Beach home. Harris moved in, discovered the items 2 days after the Bidens had left. Harris apparently texted a co-conspirator, they call him here.
Okay.
Coming with stuff that neither one of us had seen or spoken about. I can't wait to show you what Mama has to bring Papa, quote unquote. Harris was sentenced to a month in prison, 3 years of probation. She must also repay the money she earned from the sale. So evidently there were some undercover agents involved with figuring out that they were selling property that belonged to the president's daughter.
Right, yep.
And then they intervene. Well, people want to capitalize on stuff, Mac. I guess that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Sure they do.
So stupid sometimes. Instead of just calling the police and saying, you know what, I think, you know, the president's daughter...
He left
maybe,
some stuff here.
Maybe left some stuff in this home.
Yeah.
Maybe you could help me make sure that this gets back to where it belongs. That would have been the right thing to do. Got some weird news over there?
With weekend one in the books, Coachella is well underway. The music festival in California, the most popular festival in the U.S., probably based on attendance, I guess. Online gambling company Betway analyzed the most popular festivals based on search volumes in the past 12 months. Coachella came out on top with over 3 million searches in the last year. The Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas and Mardi Gras in New Orleans rounded out the top three. I wonder if that was before or after we found out about the $65 pizza at Coachella.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza and a drink for $65.
Uh-huh. Don't go with an empty pocket, I guess.
Right.
An Indiana woman is facing drug charges after she called the police to report that she was on the losing end of a bad drug deal. So, you know, wanted her money back, I guess.
Okay.
Police said 34-year-old Sarah Harris called 911, told the operator she wanted to press charges against her drug dealer because he had sold her a bad batch of methamphetamine. Harris said that the drug deal was not what it was supposed to be. Knew something was wrong when she snorted a line of it and felt something different when it touched her skin and nostrils. She said she wanted the drug tested and her dealer arrested. Well, officers were sent to her home where she turned over the bad drugs and she called about was subsequently arrested for possession of illegal narcotics.
Right, of course.
It's unclear if her drug dealer faces any charges in it, but obviously she was willing to point him out and tell all.
He didn't sell me the good drugs. He sold me the bad drugs.
Self-bust here.
Yeah. Rarely are Japan's high-speed bullet trains running late, but a snake wandering through the passenger carriage delayed one train 17 minutes. According to Central Japan Railway Company, a commuter reported to the station staff in Tokyo that there was a 16-inch snake.
Ooh.
Seen on an oncoming train. Company's reviewing how the snake got on board. Probably when the doors open, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
16-inch, that's enough to scare a lot of people
in a car. Sure.
You don't know if it's poisonous or whatever the case might be.
A Brazilian woman is under arrest after she wheeled a dead man into a bank and tried to obtain a loan in his name.
Ah.
This is like a Weekend at Bernie type stuff here. Weekend with Bernie, right?
Right.
Excuse me. 42-year-old Erica de Souza Vieira Nunes. She walked into the bank at Rio de Janeiro, 68-year-old Paulo Robert Braga in a wheelchair. She told the bank employees that Braga was her uncle. She was his primary caregiver. The employee began to think something was fishy when Nunez had to keep supporting his head with her hand. And he seemed to be really out of it, quote-unquote.
Yeah, I'll say.
Nunez kept insisting he was fine, that he just was a quiet person. Eventually, the employee presented Nunez with documents that needed Braga's signature. And that's when employees suspected something was seriously wrong. Nunez kept telling Braga to sign, which, of course, he couldn't do, and grew increasingly frustrated. At one point, she said to him, "Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign." Did she not know he was gone?
I wonder. She must have.
"If you don't sign it, there's no way I can sign for you. What can I do? I'll do here. Sign here. Same as the document. Sign so you don't give me any more headaches." At this point, an employee called the cops, started taking video of this bizarre scenario, and police arrived and determined that Braga was dead, had been for at least a few hours. Nunez, as it turns out, is not even her niece, but a very distant relative.
Oh, boy. Okay.
She's been charged with vilification of a corpse, attempted fraud. Her lawyer insists that Braga was alive when he arrived at the bank, but died during the loan process. Evidently not according to coroners.
Yeah.